Hey, Scott, this is Dad speaking. Look, I'm on 635 around in the Dallas area somewhere. Give me a call on my cell phone, 6. Talk to you later. I don't know if that was Scott or not. You know, I thought Cynthia had a recording.
Yeah, she does.
This was a guy that had a recording. Did you dial the radio?
I don't know, Biff. Maybe I didn't.
Okay. Well, we'll wait for a few minutes and try
you
again.
You got the wrong number then. Because it's Cynthia that does it. Scott does not do it. Is it on? I'll dial it again. When was the guy you should have hung up?
Well, I don't know, hon. I mean, it could have been
here,
Scott.
Is it ready to go?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't changed that quick, though.
Did you press the bar, sweetie?
Yeah, I pressed
it. No, you didn't.
I pressed the bar.
No, you didn't.
Jesus.
Well, you didn't press it because I could look right here and show that it was not connected.
Or maybe I didn't press it hard enough.
Okay, honey, then you didn't press the bar. No, you know, you get awfully...
No, you do. You sit there and you say, I said you, I pressed the bar.
Honey, you couldn't have pressed the bar. Sitting here telling me that there was no connection. Now, what the hell are you telling me? Then you said to me, well, I guess I didn't press
it
hard enough.
Press it hard enough.
Then you didn't press the bar. You know, Lou, I mean, after all, Lou, I don't need your help right now.
Give me the thing.
That's all right. Leave it sit there for a while.
You better get the thing right, and I'll doll it again.
I'm just going to stop for a while.
See, that's like the other night. You going to call him, give me your number? No.
Lil, don't start on me, please.
Well,
I got enough on my mind right now. I don't need your bull. Now, if you can't be any help to me, just sit there and be quiet.
I'm being help.
No, you're not.